A Phubs Media production.
The shop is open.
And we're here for you.
Hello there. I'm Brittany Brainstorm.
And I'm Casey Lachaud. We're the co-host of Boutique Speak,
a podcast where we share with you all the humanity behind some of the most memorable brands we've worked with as the owners of Brainstorm Boutique Branding Studio.
We geek out about branding, design, and offer tips and tricks to expand and improve businesses like yours.
So come on in and hang out with us.
Let's do it.
Welcome back, Boutique fam. I am Brittany Brainstorm, co-host of Boutique Speak and creative director of Brainstorm Boutique.
Hi, and I am Casey Lachaud. I am the confidence coach here at Brainstorm Boutique and also kick out social media content for clients.
Yeah, so Casey, it's been a little bit.
It has been.
We kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
We dropped a couple of episodes.
Yeah. We dropped a couple. We went on vacation, which was wonderful and well needed for us. Resting is important. Don't forget that. Taking on some clients.
Resting adventures.
Been fantastic. Bernie, what have you been up
to? Yes. Oh my gosh. I was trying to like write down some notes of like, we did this, we did that, and all this. I was like, man, so much has happened in the past couple of months. But man, we really launched a lot of websites, which was really exciting. And it was different types of industries than I normally work with and that we normally work with. Like we did one for Craft Compliance, who's like an IT solutions and security company. Mm-hmm. Nicest guys on the planet too.
Yeah.
The best.
Fantastic guys.
Yeah, and it was crazy because, like, they had a really, like, clean, kind of buttoned-up look. And then, like, they went totally different with the branding. Do you remember that conversation about the vibe they wanted?
Yeah, every decision they made was unexpected. And that was my favorite part about them as clients. Did not see any decision that they made coming. Well, very interesting.
They came back and they're like, so we're kind of thinking like retro 1980s. I was like, here for it, here for it. And we like,
that was great.
We just like destroyed like the normal like IT consultant like persona and came back with like this really like fun, quirky, colorful palette. And they're just like guys you like want to go hang out with afterwards. And Casey, you've been working with a really cool client here.
Yeah. I've been working with Kyle from Urban Cowboy. He is a line dancer and he hosts all these fun line dancing parties in Nashville and elsewhere. He goes to different cities all over the place in the U.S. And he's very cool, very nice, just high energy, has fantastic content. Such an interesting industry to work for, just like lots of country music. Really, really fantastically talented person with such a good heart and amazing business sense. Lots of respect for this guy. Learned a lot about line dancing. Never thought I'd know this much about line dancing in my life.
That's so much fun. I know whenever Kyle reached out about us revamping his website because he was growing, but he knew he wasn't looking legitimate in the space that he wanted to look. And that approachability with people, tourists who don't know him, like to trust him. And we really gave him like leveled up that presence. But then what was cool about Kyle's, then he wanted to work with us further. And then that's where you've just like taken on and really escalated his digital presence.
Yeah. Went from 1300 followers to right now closing in on 21,000. So that was in just a few months.
On Instagram.
All organic growth. Yeah. On Instagram, all organic growth. He's at 624,000 followers on TikTok. And really just like going out of our way to make connections with people, start conversations with people, treating that notification as a doorbell, you know, every time somebody walks in, you greet them. and taking a lot of like philosophy that I've had for social media and implementing it as hard as I can for him. And it's really working out. I love it. It's been great.
I love that. I see you put your whole heart and soul into that. Well, let's take a little break.
Yeah.
We are not closing up shop yet. We'll come right back. We'll talk about some more things. And all right, here we go. We'll take a break.
Are you ready to be bold?
Are you ready for a glow up?
Are you ready?
Brainstorm Boutique can help.
We are a boutique branding studio offering brand and web strategy and design, brainstorm intensives, and confidence coaching for businesses like yours.
Contact us at brainstormboutique.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back, Boutique fam. Thanks for sticking around. We have been talking about projects we've been doing in our little break. Like, we just dropped a few of our episodes for you and then we disappeared. And we have more episodes coming up and we're so excited about that. But we just kind of want to touch base and give you a little behind the scenes of what we've been working on. So we talked about craft compliance. We've talked about Urban Cowboy. I've been working on like kind of more like contractor type of websites, which is really different for me and for Casey, because we worked with a lot of product-based boutique type businesses, but we've worked with a dirt and forestry company, a power washing company, and it's been really fun for them because they all know the importance of standing out in the online space amongst their competitors, right? Like, there's contractors all over in your community, but like, what makes you unique and trustworthy to take on those big jobs? So that's been fun to kind of do that sort of thing. But actually, Casey, I felt like I wanted to talk more about Urban Cowboy because I've been fascinated about the things you've been doing for him specifically and like that growth and connection.
Yeah. So basically just taking like a lot of like old school customer service tech things that you learn in the brick and mortar space and applying those to how you want to be treated digitally and treated when you're in, whenever you're walking around Instagram and you decided to walk into somebody's storefront, which would be their profile in this analogy, the way that be treated when you walk in there. The same energy I give is the same energy I want back, and just a little bit more than that. So if you send me one emoji, I'm sending you back
absolutely.
Two emojis. That's the feeling. So really just taking, you know, the first job I had was in a donut shop. And the way we were trained to treat
Dixie
people
cream.
Was very like, Dixie Cream Donuts in West Frankfort. And the way we learned how to treat people was everyone gets greeted. Everyone is, you always give that high energy and understanding that you might have been the first conversation someone had that day and really treating that as something special. If some guy walks in at 5 a.m. and wants a coffee and a donut, you might be the first person that they spoke to. So treat that with respect, treat it that it's special. And that's kind of what I'm doing in the DMs. That's kind of what I'm doing in the comments. And I've met a lot of really beautiful people already who are so passionate about line dancing. And it's like so, so wholesome and fun and bright to be in there.
I love that. I love that. That's such a great reminder too for anyone listening right now. When you have a boutique business, you know, it doesn't even matter if you do have a brick and mortar store, like treat your online presence as if someone is coming into your store. You know, I had an interesting interaction the other day. I had someone reach out in my DMs and like start this conversation with me, and they were online service provider. And I was having, you know, I was like, oh, wow, this person's interested in me and maybe we'll become new online Insta friends and having a conversation. And then it instantly turned into like a sales pitch. And I wasn't ready for that. I didn't need it yet, you know? And so I was just like, hey, thanks so much for letting me know that this is what you offer. I don't need that yet, but I will keep you in mind when I do. And they just wrote back, sure. And then that was the end of that conversation.
Gosh.
And I thought to myself, oh, you didn't you didn't intend to become friends with me. You actually didn't intend to have community, to build friendship, to build alliances, if you will. Mm-hmm. You just wanted to see if you could get a sale now. And because I wasn't ready for that, you dropped me. And I thought, it was a missed opportunity there. And I wish I actually could have thought about maybe I should like talk more to this person and be like, hey, I'm kind of interested on your strategy now that I know that that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
But whenever we do that to people, it's kind of like in showing up on someone's front door with our cookies and like, hi, you want to buy our cookies? And they're like, no, I'm watching TV. Yeah. I wasn't prepared to buy cookies right now. You know, I would like cookies, but I'm not ready for cookies right now. And, you know, so it's things that we actually do have to consider in that online space when it comes to making those sales and connections and those cold calling, if you will. But it's different in Kyle's situation because people are coming to him and then you're nurturing those people who are coming to him versus, you know, the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the exact same philosophy in like, you know, working in coffee shops and, you know, if you're a bartender, anything in those spaces is we want loyals. We want people who continually interact with us because the more people interact with us, that experience then in turn ups your account's authority on Instagram, which means that Instagram goes, ah, that's great. Your account is beefed up. Like every single point you touch on here, we love that. We understand that you're real and we're going to show you to more people. It's just really important. And also it's a really important thing to do in general, just to like, when somebody comes to your business and they're really excited about it, really nurture that excitement and thank them for that and appreciate the fact that they did something super special, like by putting themselves out there and saying, hey, I love you. You know, like that's so kind and so sweet. And not everything on the internet is kind and sweet. You know,
you are absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I love that so much. It's such a great point. Well, we're going to take a break. Yeah. We're not closing up shop. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Boutique Fam. We have had so much fun just kind of giving a little background on where we've been because we disappeared on you, but we are back and we're actually going to drop the next few episodes, the last remaining episodes. We just want you to binge them. We just want you to just like sit down, listen to them in a row and consume. Take notes, reach out to us. Like we want to talk to you. We actually really, really want to make connections with you.
Yeah. Is it better than Stranger Things? Yes. Is it better than Cobra Kai? Yes. This is binge worthy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
One day, knock them out.
Absolutely binge worthy content. Just listen to them all. I promise you they're fun. They're energetic. They're our crazy selves. And then reach out to us. We're on Instagram at Brainstorm Boutique. Yep. Email us hello@brainstormboutique.com. Let us know what you think. We really would love to hear your input and we would love to hear, you know, kind of what you're dealing with, what your struggles and your business and how can we bring better content to help you be better in your boutique business because we really care about that and we really care about you and your success.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We have had such a great time kind of hashing the new projects we've been working on. And we want to connect with you. Thank you so much. And we'll be excited to connect with you soon.
Yeah. Have a good day or a good night or good evening or good morning.
Absolutely.
Boutique Speak is a FUBS Media production brought to you by Brainstorm Boutique Branding Studio.
We create confident brands. You can find us online at brainstormboutique.com and on Instagram at Brainstorm Boutique.
You can listen to us on Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, FUBSmedia.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
A FUBS Media production.